word of God's speed, which you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White the Third with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon the Word of God found in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it with prayer, the church would be revived and the world would be saved and awakened. Today we are reading Jeremiah chapter 25. Verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of the Lord hath come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And the Lord hath sent unto you all his servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, turn ye again now every one from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord hath given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. And do not, rather, and go not, verse 6, and go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, because ye have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and an hissing, and perpetual desolations. Verse 10, moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass, when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity in the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book, which Jeremiah hath prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto me, take the wine cup of this fury at my hand, and cause all of the nations to whom I send thee to drink it. And they shall drink and be moved and be mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then took I the cup at the Lord's hand and made all of the nations to drink under whom the Lord had sent me, to wit, Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah, and the kings thereof, and the princes thereof, to make them a desolation, an astonishment, and hissing, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Azah, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyrus, and all the kings of Zidon, and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea, Dedan, and Tema, and Buz, and all that are in the utmost corners, and all of the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled people that dwell in the desert, and all of the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Sheshach shall drink after them. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye and be drunken, and spew and fall and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send among you. And it shall be, if they refuse to take the cup at thine hand to drink, then shalt thou say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ye shall certainly drink. For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name, and should ye be utterly unpunished? Ye shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, saith the Lord of hosts. And therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout, as they that tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. They shall not be lamented, neither gathered, nor buried. They shall be dung upon the ground. Howl, ye shepherds, and cry, and wallow yourselves in the ashes, ye principal of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and of your dispersions are accomplished, and ye shall fall like a pleasant vessel, and the shepherds shall have no way to flee, nor the principal of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and an howling of the principal of the flock shall be heard, for the Lord hath spoiled their pasture. And the peaceable habitations are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He hath forsaken his covert as the lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. Ladies and gentlemen, we just read Jeremiah chapter 25. Now here is the sense of it. The call to turn from evil ways to the worship and service of God, and for sinners to trust in Christ and partake of his salvation, concerns all men. God keeps an account how long we possess the means of grace, and the longer we have them, the heavier will our account be, if we have not improved them. Rising early points out the earnest desire that this people should turn and live. Personal and particular reformation must be insisted on as necessary to a national deliverance. And everyone must turn from his own evil way. Yet all was to no purpose. They would not take the right and only method to turn away the wrath of God. The fixing of the time during which the Jewish captivity should last would not only confirm the prophecy, but also comfort the people of God and encourage faith and prayer. The ruin of Babylon is foretold. The rod will be thrown into the fire when the correcting work is done. When the set time to favor Zion is come, Babylon shall be punished for their iniquity, as other nations have been punished for their sins. Every threatening of the scripture will certainly be accomplished. Pardon me. The evil and the good events of life are often represented in scripture as cups. Under this figure is represented the desolation then coming upon that part of the world of which Nebuchadnezzar, who had just began to reign and act, was to be the instrument. But this destroying sword would come from the hand of God. The desolations the sword should make in all these kingdoms are represented by the consequences of excessive drinking. This may make us loathe the sin of drunkenness, that the consequences of it are used to set forth such a woeful condition. Drunkenness deprives men of the use of their reason, makes men as mad. It takes from them the valuable blessing, health, and is a sin which is its own punishment. This way also make us dread, this ladies and gentlemen, pardon me, this may also make us dread the judgments of war. It soon fills a nation with confusion. They will refuse to take the cup at thy hand. They will not believe Jeremiah, but he must tell them it is the word of the Lord of hosts, and it is in vain for them to struggle against Almighty power. And if God's judgments begin with backsliding professors, let not the wicked expect to escape. The Lord has just ground of controversy with every nation and every person, and he will execute judgment on all the wicked. Who can avoid trembling when God speaks in displeasure? The days are fully come, the time fixed in the divine counsels, which will make the nations wholly desolate. The tender and delicate shall share the common calamity. Even those who used to live in peace and did nothing to provoke shall not escape. Blessed be God, there is a peaceable habitation above for all the sons of peace. The Lord will preserve his church and all believers in all changes, for nothing can separate them from his love. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of His Word, and apply it to your life. And most of all, trust Jesus Christ as Savior. For the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a full presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ from me. May God bless you until next time. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6